Okay, we're all set now. I have a session scheduled with you, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Good, good. Tell me a little bit about any questions you might have or what kind of things are running through your mind.
Well, a lot of what runs through my mind is, should I put up with the affairs any longer? Because my husband cheated on me a number of times. And the most recent one was in August. And, well, that's when I found out, I should say.
Okay.
And it didn't end. It ended then, but then November I found out that he had herpes for 8 years. Didn't tell me.
Yeah,
and
what?
He had herpes.
Okay.
For 8 years, and he didn't tell me. And so that was in November. And that's when I stopped talking to him for a week. So he went back to the other woman.
Okay.
And he ended up having sex with her in December. And so, I mean, amongst this time, he's been lying to me, you know, for all this time. And I had no clue. So a lot of things, my problem is, I don't know how I'm supposed to believe anything anymore. Or even actions. I can't believe his actions.
Okay.
It's a lot of that. Just I'm not even sure of myself to trust myself to believe him.
Sure, sure. So trust is a big issue right now.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, because really in May, when he was having the affair, I had no clue. I mean, I thought we were fine. You know, I thought everything, because, I mean, he was doing the right things. He was doing things husbands are supposed to do and fathers are supposed to do. And so when I found out that it was going on in May, I was just dumbfounded. Like, well, wait a minute. I had no clues.
Sure.
I mean, before I kind of had an idea when he was doing the affairs before. Mm-hmm. But this time I had no clue. And I guess that's my biggest problem is if I had no clue then, how do I know now?
And how can you trust yourself? When will you know that
exactly
that the signs are there? So at that particular time, in the past, when he was having an affair, there was nothing within you that kind of jumped out and said, this doesn't seem right.
No. No, not that that would make me think, okay, this kind of happened in the past.
Okay.
Nothing like that at all. And I think that's what bothers me the most.
Okay.
And even after I thought it was over with, and I had, when I found out I had herpes, I thought, oh, this is going to keep, I'm not, I don't even have to worry about him going to nobody else now because he had a disease that he just gave me, and he seemed like he was really hurt that he gave it to me and that he was unable to tell me all these years. And I thought, oh, well, I don't have anything to worry about now. Because I knew the woman was still working with him, but I just thought, you know, why would he go do that now? But I wasn't, I was thinking like me and not like him.
Okay.
So that made me even more upset.
Okay.
That he would risk catching another disease and giving it to me.
Okay. Where does your relationship with him stand right now? How would you describe it?
I would describe it as a holding period. Because at this time, I don't have the financial means.
Okay.
I have 3 children. I don't have the financial means to do what I have to do to take care of them or to maintain the lifestyle that I have now.
Okay.
So right now, it's just a waiting period till I get into school, nursing school. I'm trying to finish nursing school. So once I can get back into that, which will probably take a couple years or so, that's kind of where I am right now.
Okay, so you want to hang in there for a while until financially you get your feet on the ground and then
right.
You'll be able to make some kind of decisions?
Right.
Is it tolerable right now living with him?
It is, because I've gotten to the point where I've just said, you know what, I'm not going to ask any more questions about what happened because he wants to answer the questions, but he doesn't. Or he'll give me half the answer. So I just got to where I have to kind of get the power in myself and just do a lot, start doing things like I used to. I used to do a lot of things, like go to the movies and just do things for myself.
Okay.
And I've gotten where I feel like if I can do that, then I can't tolerate it. I've started going back to church. So I've started doing a lot of other things for myself in order to make it tolerable.
And what's that like for you, Jackie?
It actually is okay. It's just hard sometimes if something triggers it, like if I hear a name that's hers or anybody else's. Sometimes I have triggers, but I pretty much can just say to myself, just stop, because I know I've been able to tell myself it's not my fault, and it's nothing I did or could have done to stop him from doing it.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just try to kind of come up with coping mechanisms is basically what I try to do, find a way to cope.
Okay.
And I've been okay with that so far.
Mm-hmm.
If I can, and I mean, we are going to therapy, so I mean that helps too.
Okay.
So, you know, that's just pretty much what I try to do. I mean,
so you have some strength within you, don't you? You're able to maintain and hang on to the belief that you really are okay, that it really is nothing, there's nothing defective about you. You're able to hang on to that the way
you are. I've gotten to that point now. It was hard. I would say maybe last week is when it really snapped, because that was our anniversary. 7-year anniversary was last week.
Okay.
And I really, it was very painful, because it made me think of everything that I've been through in 7 years.
Okay.
And after that is when I said, you know what, you cannot be like this anymore.
Okay. So at some point you internally made a decision, the way it sounds.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. So, I still talk to him. We talk. I don't see him. I see it as like we can be friends. We have to be. That's where I'm trying to get, is where we are at least friends, because we have children who are young children, so we have a long time to be together in some form.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, he's going to be in my life.
Okay, so right now, what you want is you want a friendship with him.
Right.
Okay, and he wants that too?
Oh, no, he wants to be married. He wants this to eventually, that I will eventually forgive him and that everything will go back to normal, or what he saw as normal. And, if it happens, it happens, but I have no desire for that to happen.
Now, are you talking about the sexual part of the relationship?
Well, we've had sex, like, maybe 3 times.
Okay.
But it was still very awkward and very uncomfortable, because, we're protected, but it's just thoughts of, was he doing this with her? So, no, that I have no desire for. But, of course, you know, he's a man. Of course, he has no problem doing that. But I really don't, if it happens, it happens, but I really don't desire sex from him.
Okay. You're focusing more on creating a friendship with him so that you can do some things to build a stronger foundation under yourself.
And so it'll be easier. 2 years is a long time to be with somebody that you just absolutely despise. So, I can't have that anger inside of me for 2 years and be able to live out the plan that I have. So, I have to do this in order for me to get through this.
Right. You don't want to live being angry and resentful now.
Right. Right.
And so how do you get to that point where you're no longer angry with him? How do you do that?
You know what? Like I said, I just got where I said, that's my choice. I choose to be angry with him. There are still times where I'm saying every day I go through it, I'm like, oh, I'm okay now. Because I wouldn't say I forgave him.
Okay.
But I just got to a point where I knew it was hurting me, because, and then at the same time, I couldn't be a mother to my children, because my mind is still too upset about, well, why did I let this happen? How could I let this happen? And I can't believe he got over on me again. You know, so I had to just let it go. If it comes to my mind, I may think about it. Then when I realize I'm obsessing over it again, I just have to let it go.
Okay,
and maybe go see a movie or go to the library or something.
Okay, can you name 2 or 3 powerful triggers for you that set off these negative thoughts?
I can say that I'll usually just say, one is, it's not my fault. That usually helps me if I say, it is not my fault.
Okay.
And then another one is pretty much if I try to, like, listen to music or something like that, I can do that. Then it may subside. And then it just goes away. That's all I can say. Sometimes I'm amazed at how well I'm doing myself, because
you're surprising yourself.
I am, because a couple of months ago I was just kind of like, I'm never going to recover from this. This is it. This is life ending. This is devastating.
Yeah.
This is never going to be, my life is never going to be the same again.
Right.
And so that was only like a few months ago. And then also when I got where I just said, I'm not going to ask anyone, if I ask a question and he's vague about it, I leave it alone. I don't go to 10 more questions. I just leave it alone.
Okay.
I just say, that's it. You don't want to tell me, that's it. And I leave it alone. And that's hard, because I want to know everything.
Okay.
But I have to tell myself, that's just making it worse.
Okay.
Because then I know he's still not ready to tell the truth.
All right. So you've noticed some really major and significant shifts in your life, haven't you?
I have.
Just recently?
Yes.
Okay. So what has happened then is there are some things that trigger up some memories, for example, your anniversary.
Right.
Stirs up a lot of memories that you begin to dwell on, and you begin to think what at that point?
Well, then I begin to think, why am I still here?
Okay.
he's done it to me so many times before, and yet I'm still here doing it, living it with him again.
Okay.
That's what really upset me, is that I thought I would never be back in this position again, and I was, and I've said to myself, if this ever happens again, I'm not going through this with him. I'm just going to leave, because he doesn't deserve to have me. And that was, and it made me angry too, that I was giving him a chance again. Because even though I'm upset and I'm not forgiving, I still feel like I'm giving him a chance, because he still has me, he still has his children. Uh-huh. I didn't create his bottle for him yet, and that's what kind of upset me.
So you were upset because you gave him a lot of power, in essence.
Yeah.
You kind of saw yourself as a victim.
Right. Oh well, yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
And somehow you made some shifts there whereby you began to accumulate some of your own power, and you began to think, well, this is what I need to do. I need to take control of my life. I need to go to a movie. I need to do some things that nurture me.
Right.
I need to get my nursing taken care of. I need to plan for my future.
Right.
I need to take care of the kids. And you began to assume some control over your life. That probably felt good.
It did. It feels good right now.
I mean, it feels good now.
Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not easy every day, but at least I know what I have to do and what I'm capable of doing.
Right, and when it's not easy, a part of you kind of kicks in and says, "Oh, this is, no. Let's sit down here. Let's think about this,
yep.
And let's choose what we're going to do."
Yeah.
Rather
exactly.
than be bound by my anger or my fear, whatever
exactly.
it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
That's what I do.
Wow, that's really great. That's really fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, not because I've been here before, but I think I lost it in the time that I thought everything was okay, because I think I kind of just let that down. Like, oh, we're fine now. Oh, this is going to be happy. We're gonna live a wonderful life now.
Okay.
And so I kind of think I lost it, because I was doing a lot of that, you know, going to the movies and kind of just taking time for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then I kind of got wrapped up in us doing things together and doing things with the kids and not a whole lot for myself.
Okay.
And so it was kind of like when the affair happened, I lost myself, because it was like, okay, well, he was me and I was him, and now I don't have that anymore.
Okay.
And so I think I had to just stop and figure out, what was I doing before that was making me okay?
Okay.
And that's pretty much what it was, taking care of myself and not feeling guilty for doing it.
Okay.
Just taking care of myself.
All right, now, so you're making some huge changes and shifts here. How is he responding to this? Does he notice this about you?
Oh, yeah, he does.
What
he
does he say?
It. And, well, he says a lot of times, are you going to ever forgive me? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I just tell him I don't know. And I'm very honest with him. I say in 2 years, I don't plan to be here.
Okay.
And he's aware of that. He's aware that I'm here because I want to go to school, and I don't want to have to struggle and go to school and go to work full time and raise children. So right now, this is what I need to do. And I'm not a happy person every day. And I've said to him, I don't trust you, and I don't plan on trusting you.
Okay.
Not at this time. You know, so he's aware of that, but he keeps trying to buy me.
Okay.
He goes and he buys little things, and I've asked him to stop. I said, because the one thing I ask for is honesty and trust. And if you can't give me that, then you don't need to buy me anything else.
Okay.
Because I don't ask for anything major. Just be honest with me. And if you can't be honest and say, I can't be honest.
Okay.
But don't lie to me anymore, and don't make me have to question everything. So, I mean, he's just kind of like grappling, just trying to do whatever he can to prove to me that he's changing and that it's not going to happen again.
Right. Okay, so he's scared of what he sees, fearful that he's going to lose you, yet at the same time he maybe likes it a little bit. I don't know.
I don't know. You know what? I think he's to, right now, I don't know if he likes this or if he's just to the point where he sees that he has really committed something major, because the other times, I wouldn't say that I didn't get angry, but I forgave him a lot quicker. I wouldn't say a lot, but quicker than I did now.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't threaten to leave. I didn't do a lot of the things I'm doing now. And so I think now he realizes, oh boy, I think she really is done. I think this is it.
And you do mean it, don't you?
Oh, I mean it.
Yeah, there's no blocking here. This is not a
blocking. Yeah, if someone gave me the financial means, or if I could come up with a plan, which I have not thought of yet, because I've gone through as much as I can as far as saying, okay, well, maybe I could try this, maybe I'll try that. If I had something and I could just walk right out that door right now, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
You will not tolerate lying.
Oh, yeah. I've told him that, and I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it. I'm not putting up with it anymore.
Okay. Well, you're sending a very strong message, Tam, aren't you?
I'm trying.
And to yourself.
Yep.
And to definitely your children
to
as well.
Yeah, and definitely that.
Because
mm-hmm. his parents have been through this cycle of cheating and lying, and, you know, I don't want that for my children.
Okay.
And I want to break that cycle. Whether he's going to help me break it or not, I want to break that cycle because I don't want my children to ever do this. And I have all boys,
okay.
so I don't want them to ever do this to a woman.
Okay.
You know, so I've said that already, and I've expressed that to him.
You're stopping that behavior at this generation, at your generation.
I am.
Okay.
I am, and I've said that to him. And a lot of things I say to him goes, like, over his head. So a lot of times I don't try to say too much, like, being advisedly, because
mm-hmm.
some things he doesn't see, and if I try to make him see, he doesn't see it. So I've got to the point where I stopped doing that, too, because I'm like, I'm not his therapist, so I just got either I can express my opinion and leave it at that.
He's a big boy.
He is.
And he has to make some decisions now, doesn't he?
He does.
About how he's going to live his life.
Yep. And he's going to therapy on his own, so I'm hoping, and he seems like he's listening to the woman, so.
Okay.
I'm hoping that she's getting to him, and she said a lot of things that I say, so hopefully she's getting through to him better than I would.
Well, that's something that he has to deal
yeah.
with, and
right.
The next 2 years then will speak volumes on it.
Yeah, they will.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called. Has this been helpful for you, Jack?
Oh, very helpful.
Okay.
I've been waiting, like I just wanted, because I don't see my therapist the next week, so.
Okay.
It's been nice to just say some things that I've been thinking or writing down in my journal, so.
Okay. It's nice to verbalize them and get them out of your mouth, right?
It is.
Okay. Great. Great. Well, I'm glad it's been helpful.
Well, thank
you so much for volunteering, and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.